signs of economic hope from Tokyo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It has been a little more than 5 months since the earthquake and tsunami ravaged Japan and devastated the industrial northern part of that country. Well, this morning we got some evidence that Japanese manufacturers are recovering strongly. That's sending stocks higher around the world on hopes that Asia may help the global economic recovery despite the last week of turbulence. The BBC's Roland Burke reports now from Tokyo.
The post-tsunami recession in Japan may be ending earlier than many had expected. According to key government statistics out today, the Japanese economy contracted at a far slower pace than before, meaning the march towards expansion and growth is coming. Even though hundreds of factories across Japan were destroyed in the earthquake and tsunami in March, manufacturing is recovering. Japan's economics minister, Kaoru Yosano, is upbeat but restrained.
With the increasing investment in public projects relating to reconstruction, we believe that the economy is slowly getting back on its feet.
There are still factors that could throw Japan's economy off track. Power shortages amid the ongoing crisis at the Fukushima nuclear plant, and the strength of the yen. A stronger yen means Japanese-made TVs and electronics are more expensive to sell elsewhere, and that means fewer TVs and electronics will be sold. One way Japan may adapt to that, a survey of major companies has shown more than half are considering moving some offices or factories abroad. In Tokyo, I'm the BBC's Roland Burke for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Well, stocks are up in overseas trading this morning. In Tokyo is 1.3% higher. Stocks are 0.5% higher in London right now. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow jumped 125 points to close at 11,269. That means after the week of craziness in the stock market last week, the Dow was only down 175 points, or about 1.5%. For the week. So did something change? Have hopes about Japan's economy made the world forget about the U.S. debt downgrade and the European debt crisis? Why do the markets seem to be recovering somewhat from last week's unprecedented volatility? Let's bring in our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, to discuss that. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So is the worst over?
Interesting question. Very interesting question. I can answer that in just four words. We can only hope. This actually follows some logic, though. We've got some good news this morning, and early stock trading futures are signaling some gains today. I talked to Ted Weisberg, the head of Seaport Securities. He's worked on Wall Street for half a century. So I asked him, are things going to be calmer this week?
I can't imagine that we would repeat last week, but having said that, I couldn't imagine that last week ever would have happened. I've never seen anything like what we saw last week, quite frankly.
But, Bob, has anything changed fundamentally, or is this just a new week, everyone had a good weekend, and that's the end of that?
You want to hear fundamentals. Well, maybe a 50-year veteran of Wall Street can answer the question about fundamentals as well. Ted Weisberg told me this morning that with all the computer trading these days, reason doesn't always play out on Wall Street.
Momentum seems to be everything. Logic is left at the doorstep. When the computers take over, you just have to get out of the way and let things run their course.
Now, the big question this week is going to be the way the news goes. Early retail sales figures were up last week. This week, Walmart reports its second quarter earnings, and that could be a big indicator for back-to-school sales. Keep in mind, Walmart is the world's biggest retailer, and its sales in stores open at least a year have been lagging for two straight years now. Tomorrow, we get a gauge on the economic health of Spain, which is the fourth largest economy in Europe. That's key to the financial troubles across that region. And then on Thursday, the weekly jobs numbers. After last week's weekly job numbers, we saw Wall Street shoot up, so we can keep our fingers crossed.
Indeed. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Today, President Obama starts a three-day bus tour through Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. The president plans to talk to families, small business owners, and other politicians about how to improve the employment situation. But if he can't count on Congress to work with him, what can the president do on the jobs front? Marketplace's David Gura has that story from Washington.
President Obama's first stop is in Cannon Falls, Minnesota.
We've got quite a bit of industry here in the city.
That's Mayor Robbie Robinson.
And we're always looking to entertain more, anybody that wants to come here.
He says his town's cut everything back to the bone, and his advice to the president is to listen. He says people in Washington haven't been listening to each other enough lately.
It doesn't make anybody happy, and nobody wins when they do that.
The people of Cannon Falls will quiz the president at a town hall meeting later today. Matthew Slaughter teaches public policy at Dartmouth. He says he expects people's questions will be the same throughout the tour.
They're concerned about today and tomorrow and about their kids, and that's a pretty pervasive fear that the president and others hopefully can understand and start to react to.
But a meaningful reaction will require cooperation on Capitol Hill. Slaughter says he hopes events like this tour will help politicians realize what's at stake and get them to work together.
If we can't find the will to do that, the prospects for the U.S. economy and for a lot of families, and therefore for their elected representatives of these families, are pretty sobering.
Small business owners are likely to speak up. They're still worried about spending money and adding employees. William Dunkelberg heads the National Federation of Independent Business. He says they're looking for reassurance.
If we had something that would give us confidence that we knew we were going to be in a better place in the future and had this under control, consumers and businesses would be more willing to spend and to hire.
And he says that won't happen till Americans regain their confidence in Washington. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Need a survival guide to our current economic roller coaster? There is one hosted by Marketplace host Kai Rizdahl. The video is at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
How do you make economic sense of things right now? A downturn or a slow recovery? A blip or a double dip? And who knows best anyway? Financial experts? Newsmakers? Somebody? Anybody? Next time on Marketplace, the breakdown, our economy, one step at a time. It's from APM, American Public Media.